Welcome to Straight Talk with Carly Lissa Thorne. And I have with me today John Assaraf. And I really love him because his mind is extremely brilliant. And we're going to be talking about a few things, his inspirations behind creating many different things, and also about his brain-a-thon. So welcome, John.
Hey, it's great to be on with you.
Thank you. The first thing I'd love to ask you is, I know I've seen your programs going way back, and I've watched you actually grow and change and develop, and it's been a journey that I've actually loved watching and listening to and learning from. What was your specific passion, or I say I love aha moments, behind creating the program Brain-a-thon? And then obviously we're going to go into what is the Brain-a-thon. There's always juicy stories, though, behind when someone picks a name or a brand. So I always love to hear that story first.
Sure. The Brain-a-thon is a program that we do to teach people how to better utilize their brains, specifically by letting go of their doubts and fears and anxieties and stories and traumas that have held them back in the past or even today. But my own personal story really is around feeling like I wasn't smart enough or wasn't good enough because I didn't do well in school. And when I was in my high school years, the teacher said to me, if you don't get your degree in high school and go off to college, you probably will never really amount to much and not be able to take care of a family. And so out of fear, I really thought that was real. And then when I got into the real world, when I was 19, I met a mentor who shared with me that, there's an education you can get at school, but there's another education that you can get outside of school. And that's an education about yourself. Who are you? What are your strengths? What are your passions? What do you believe? What are your habits? And he said, the beautiful thing about that part of learning is you can change all that. And back in 1980, in June of 1980, when this man, Alan Brown, became my mentor, he had me set goals that I had no idea how to achieve. He had me write down the amount of income that would take my father at that time 5 years to make. And I was 19 years old. And he says, you could do this. And through a process of helping me change my perception of what's possible, through a process of teaching me how to develop new beliefs, through a process of teaching me to see myself in my mind achieving those beliefs, I slowly and gradually started to become that person that could achieve bigger goals than I ever thought possible. And over the last 10 years, I've been really studying the neuroscience and neuropsychology field to really find what is the most advanced technology or evidence-based methodologies to help people change from the inside out. And that's really what we do.
So what I love about neuropsychology and neurolinguistics and all these things is that the mind is a very fascinating thing. And our neural pathways are even more fascinating. And beyond that, our ability to actually take a habit or a compulsion or whatever it might be actually really to be able to mind shift that, let go, move on, and have those breakthroughs. And so I love programs like yours. And I think every program gravitates to individual people. There's something that's unique about it. And for some, they absolutely work. And so I love having the ability to give to people various programs and various people as brilliant as you so they can find their breakthroughs and get rid of those little, I call them our monkey mind, the little monkeys on our shoulders that are chattering away with negativity.
Yep.
So I would love for you to share, obviously, a little bit more about your Brain-a-thon and how that might be different than from all the other NLP, neurolinguistic programming, or neuropsychology programs that are out there.
Sure. Well, there's something that I did that's a little bit unique. I happen to be a researcher, and so I love to research. I want to know what's the latest, what's the greatest, what's the hottest, not trend, but evidence-based methodologies that's been proven to work. So I communicate with some of the top people in the world, whether it's Dr. Srinivasan Pillai from Harvard, whether it's Joan Rosenberg from Pepperdine, whether it's Dr. George Pratt from Scripps Institute. These are all people that formulate my advisory team. And so I'm consistently getting fed information on what's working, what isn't, what's real, what's not, what's pseudoscience versus real science. And I decided many years ago to take the best in what works and then create programs and products from the best information. And so that led me to the Brainathon. And several years ago, I started doing a Brainathon. And we had about 50,000 people sign up for it. It was me and five other brain experts who were sharing, you know, what are the biggest problems people have? So for example, people have fear of failure or fear of success or fear of disappointing themselves or other people. People don't believe that they can achieve two or three times the results that they're achieving right now. People have, you know, a low self-image where they feel like they're not smart enough or good enough or worthy enough. Well, all of these factors are happening where? In our heads. And so because of the latest fMRI technology and SPECT scan technology, which is simple, not simple, but simply technology that allows us to see inside the human brain and the neural pathways and the neural circuits firing, you know, when we are taking images of the brain. And we now know that we have motivational circuits, we have spiritual circuits, we have fear circuits, and a variety of different circuits in our brain that work either synergistically together to move you towards, constructively towards your goals and dreams, or we have circuits, for example, that move us away from what we want to achieve. And then when we have chaos in our brain, when we have one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake, it causes an overload of stress on the brain, which basically shuts down our goals, our desires, and our motivation to take action. So I've brought some of the top scientists in the world and psychologists in the world to share from their point of view. If somebody's had a trauma, how do they overcome it? If somebody has fear, how do they understand, recognize that they have fear, then what do they do about it? If somebody's had failure in their life before, or they're afraid of failure or success, what does it feel like? What does it look like? And what do you do about it? So we created this all day long Brainathon that's happening on Saturday, and it's about 7.5 hours, and people show up for 1 hour or 3 hours or all 7 hours. And myself and other brain experts, plus many of our clients who've been retraining their brains using our technology and methodologies for the last year or two or three, are on the show explaining, you know, where they were, what they learned, what they did to transform their lives.
So now, would you say your program, where would you say it falls in terms of, is it something, 'cause I know one of the mind, I guess, traps that we get into, like you said, we can't do this, we're not good enough, we're not worthy, we're not appreciated, we're not loved, etc. Do you find your program, from your point of view, and obviously it's going to be different than someone else's, something that's easy to follow, or is it going to be something, you know, because everyone's at different levels, and I always think that's an important question to ask, so that from your perspective, you can share with people that, yes, this is something that is not going to be difficult. Anybody, any level that you're at, you can go in and have some sort of breakthrough.
Well, first, let's get on the same playing field. The Brainathon is free. And so people could just sign up and listen to me and listen to other experts teach them about them. And they can see all of the different research, how people apply it. They can see real life examples. And then if people choose to want to use the technology that we have created, it is all created in a way that's level one, then level two, and level three, and level four. We have an entire company that answers phone calls and emails all day long to help people. But the most important part that I'd really like to stress first is the first part of change and transformation is to first be aware that, number one, whatever your problems or issues or fears are, or traumas or stories or excuses, you're not alone and you're not the first person to have them. So first and foremost, it's the awareness that, you know, your story, what's holding you back, has probably held other people back in the past. The second part of it is to learn that there is new technology and new tools to help you overcome that. No differently than technology has changed in, let's say, computers. You know, we have more power in our little, you know, smartphones than we did when we put a spaceship on the moon with humans in it. So there's so many new advancements on how to retrain our brains, but there's also new skills that we can use to recognize what's holding us back. We can learn how to reframe the stuff that's holding us hostage, maybe even silently holding us hostage. There's ways for us to release the emotion of fear or the emotion of embarrassment or the emotion of shame, whether it's real or imagined. And based on the latest research, there's ways for us to retrain our brain so the things that held us back in the past don't have the energetic force to keep us hostage and stuck at our current level of success in health, wealth, relationships, career, business, or financial, which is one of the things I love to teach people how to do, is to make more money so they can have more time and more freedom to do the things they love.
I love what you said, and that's why I asked you that question. And I'm glad that you brought that point. The Brainathon is free. So you get to go in there and experience and feel and see if it is right for you. And I love technology because there's been so many advances and there's so many great resources and tools. And the biggest point I love, because I don't think a lot of people don't realize this, it's the awareness. We all have habits. Everyone's got a compulsion of some kind, right? And so like you said, the key first is finding the awareness of what they are. Then you have the choice point to choose to want to do something about it. And once you make that decision to choose to do something about it, then there's wonderful tools like yours that you can go on the journey to have those breakthroughs. So I'm really excited about your program. And I'm just really excited that you've created something like this for people to have those breakthroughs. I'm all about, as you know, self-development. I'm all about helping people be empowered, motivated, inspired, and educated. And I think your program offers that. Now, I do have to share how you and I you know, a little bit how we kind of know each other. And so I have a couple questions. The two of us just recently were involved in the self-development movie that's coming out towards the end of the year called The Secrets of the Keys, written by and produced by Robin Jay. What was your inspiration behind, and I know you've been in other self-development movies, what was your inspiration specifically for doing this one?
Well, I personally feel that as we lift, we all should lift others. And so I've had some marvelous highs in my life. I've had marvelous lows in my life, and I've learned a lot of things. Things to do that will give you great results, things to do that will give you atrocious results. And I feel like it's my obligation to share what I'm learning with others so that they would know the good, the bad, and the ugly, so they can save themselves time, save themselves money, save themselves heartache, so that they could really live a more fulfilling, happy, abundant life. And why not share with other people, you know, the things that we're learning so that you can make their life easier and better and more fulfilling. And so when Robin asked me to be part of the movie, I said, absolutely. I have a couple of keys that I can share with people, some fundamentals, maybe some more advanced stuff as well. And I wanted to just be, you know, what I teach my kids is to be a go-getter, but also be a go-giver. And so go and give, pay it forward, help other people. So whenever I have an opportunity to help other people, because it'll make their lives better? The answer is yeah, absolutely.
So I do have one more distinct question specifically about this, because as you and I know, there's tons of self-development movies out there. And to me, a lot of them are almost like talking heads, if you will. And for me personally, what I liked about this was that there was a story behind it. I love storytelling. For example, you know, there's new books coming out now that instead of just giving you the education of facts and how to change something, they'll actually spin in a story. Take two people, create the storyline, and then have the people come in and guide them to get through the story, and then educating through that way. So for you, why this one over, like I said, all the other self-development movies out there?
Well, as you can imagine, after I was in the movie The Secret, I got offers for 100 different, you know, documentaries and movies, and people wanted to come and film me. And I said no to 99.9% of them because, A, I thought they were just trying to piggyback off of the success of The Secret. B, they were really trying to piggyback a little bit off of my reputation and name. And C, they just weren't going to do it right. And what I know about Robin and the movie that she put together, you know, she did it right. She wrote a great script, a great story. She created in different settings that would be really empowering for people to learn from. She brought in amazing people into the movie. And so I think it's unique, it's different, and it's going to really touch, you know, lots of people. And that's really what I wanted to be a part of. I wanted to lend myself to something that's done right versus something that's done quick or fast. And that's really why I want to be a part of it. And I'm sure that's your reasons too.
Exactly. So I want people to know where to reach you. And obviously this is a video where people can see your lower thirds. The video is playing the entire time. And for those that are listening, we are going to allow you, because I want people to be able to find you, if you could please tell everyone where they can find you slowly and spell it out. And then I want you to share when the next Bring-a-thon is happening, and those, you know, the details.
Sure. So probably the best way to connect with me where I'm playing every day is on my Facebook fan page. So if you just, you know, search for me on Facebook, not my private page because it's full and I don't spend any time there, but my Facebook fan page, I post about 7-8 times a day there and answer to people. If you want to find out more about our company, we just rebranded to NeuroGym, so they can go to myneurogym.com. So it's myneurogym.com. And if they signed up for our newsletter there, we produce a newsletter every week. And we've got some just great stuff on neuroscience, on psychology, on overcoming your life's obstacles so you can achieve, you know, a great life. And those are two of the best places to reach me.
And the next Bring-a-thon you said is it every Saturday or is it just
Saturday? It starts at 11:30 a.m. Pacific till 7:30 p.m. or so Pacific. So as I mentioned, if you sign up, you know, listen for an hour or two or all of it, whatever you can watch is great. And we'll also send you a replay once you sign up so you can watch it, you know, on your own.
Well, the beautiful part, as all my fans know, is I put together an entire blog post, that has the embedded video as well as the embedded podcast, and it'll have all of John's links. It'll have links to the Bring-a-thon, so anything you missed here or you don't hit stop all the time will be on that page for you. I encourage everyone, please go check out John's information. It's absolutely wonderful. And like you said, just put in the Google search, John Assaraf, and you'll find him on Facebook. And I tell you, if you Google him, you'll find him all over. I encourage everyone to please go check out thekeysmovies.com, and that's theKeyMovies.com. Movie, she has two movies. So the one that John and I are in is called The Secrets of the Keys, and it's with some brilliant people, Brian Tracy, Don Miguel Ruiz, Michael Beckwith, and a bunch of other amazing people, brilliant minds. And as everyone knows, you can always find me at CarlyLissaThorne.com, and that's CarlyLissaThorne.com. I love bringing you guys valuable content. If there's anything you want to learn about, you have someone that you want me to interview, please feel free to reach me, and you can do that right through my website. John, thank you so much for spending such amazing time with me. And I do want you to end with three amazing nuggets that you'd like to leave the audience with.
Oh, three amazing nuggets. What just came up to me is, if you have this feeling within you that you want to achieve something greater than what you've achieved so far, there must be a reason that you have been impregnated with that desire. And the word desire comes from the Latin word desire. And so if it's within you, that also means that you have the ability to achieve it. And make a commitment to yourself that you will do whatever you can to develop the beliefs, the habits, the knowledge, and the skills to fulfill your biggest goals and dreams, no matter what anybody else says, and pursue your life every day and pursue it in a way that makes you proud and feeling like, yeah, what an amazing journey. And that's what I'd like to leave everybody with.
Oh, I love that. I love your energy. It's very passionate. I'm all about that fire energy. So thank you, everyone. I wish you guys an amazing rest of the day, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Have a great one, everyone.
Bye, everyone.